Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with state climatologist Harry Hilliker about the dry summer we've been having in Iowa. This is part one of a two-part interview. As of late, the drought conditions continue here in southeast Iowa and across Iowa. It's been pretty dry. What are you seeing as the state climatologist across the state?
Yeah, basically, certainly a very large percentage of the state has become very dry now, basically starting back in late part of May, early part of June for most areas. A few, probably easier to describe where it's not dry rather than where it is. The few areas have been relatively wet, be up in northeastern Iowa and also the extreme eastern part of the state. And there's actually some areas such as Clinton, Dubuque, Elkader, New Hampton, that are more than 10 inches above normal rainfall for the year. So some areas are actually quite wet, not just not dry, but very wet at the present time. But the drier areas, kind of the Washington area is kind of on the, you might say, the eastern or northeastern edge of a much drier area just to the over south central part of the state that runs from roughly around Creston, Osceola area eastward to Fairfield. And the driest area is roughly along maybe a little south of Highway 34 across that part of the state. And as you get more northeast from that area across east central part of the state, things slowly get wetter and wetter. And as I mentioned, you know, actually well above normal by the time you get as far northeast as Clinton and Dubuque. So a lot of variability, you know, over a fairly short distance, but certainly very dry, especially south central and parts of southeast Iowa, particularly, say, Fairfield, Keosauqua area, westward from there. And a place like Burlington, Fort Madison, actually had seen quite a bit more rain in the last month or so than areas just to the west. And northwestern Iowa also kind of getting into the drought area as well. U.S. Drought Monitor came out and had downgraded the drought conditions in the northwestern part of the state to some of that area is now considered in severe drought as well, roughly from, say, Sioux City, Lamar's area, eastward towards Storm Lake and Pocahontas and Rockwell City, not quite to Fort Dodge, but that area also has turned very dry here the last couple of months. For 2.5 months now, but a fairly large dry area all the way from northwest Iowa through central into south central and southeast Iowa, but the area in between the two severe drought areas in the northwest and the south central, a good part of central Iowa, pretty dry as well, not quite in the same dryness category as some of the places just northwest and south of there.
And how do these current conditions relate to what would be considered normal conditions for this time of year?
Well, obviously, drier, much drier than usual, especially almost every place throughout those areas I mentioned had a very dry month of July, and August also been off to a very slow start as well. I think Washington itself is 900 of an inch of rain so far this month of August, and you should be getting roughly around an inch of rain per month per week at this time of the year. And so much less rain than usual. And the only good news, I guess, in recent times, the last week and a half or so, temperatures have been much cooler than usual. That doesn't really, doesn't actually make things any better, so to speak, but does at least slow down the rate that things are drying out versus the hotter weather we had back in June and July. So the cooler weather at least is helping the slow down the rate that things are deteriorating, but obviously we'd rather have rain at this point.
That's been today's Washington Page with state climatologist Harry Hilliker, speaking about the dry conditions we've experienced this summer in Iowa. This is part one of a two-part interview. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.